The Temperance Work. Extracts from the writings of Mrs. E. G. White. We need to have the temperance question revived among our own people. It would be a good thing if at our camp meetings we would invite the members of the U to take part in our exercises. This will help them to become acquainted with the reasons of our faith and will open the way for us to unite with them in temperance work. I have had some opportunity to see the great advantage to be gained by connecting with the U workers, and I have been much surprised as I have seen the indifference of many of our leaders to this organization. I call on my brethren to awake. We cannot do better work than to unite, so far as we can do so without compromise, with U workers. By holding ourselves aloof from the workers in the U, our people have lost much, and the members of the U also have been on losing ground. In some matters, they are far in advance of our leaders on the important question of temperance. Let us strive to reach their hearts, not through the learned arguments of ministers, but through the wise efforts of women of influence and tact who can devote time and thought to this line of work. Let the voices of the nation demand of its lawmakers that a stop be put to this infamous traffic. In our work, more attention should be given to the temperance reform. Every duty that calls for reform involves repentance, faith, and obedience. It means the uplifting of the soul to a new and nobler life. Thus, every true reform has its place in the third angel's message. Especially does the temperance reform demand our attention and support. At our camp meetings, we should call attention to this work and make it a living issue. We should present to the people the principles of true temperance and call for signers to the temperance pledge. Careful attention should be given to those who are enslaved by evil habits. We must lead them to the cross of Christ. This evil must be more boldly met in the future than it has been in the past. Ministers and doctors should set forth the evils of intemperance. In other churches, there are Christians who are standing in defense of the principles of temperance. We should seek to come near to these workers and make a way for them to stand shoulder to shoulder with us. If the work of temperance were carried forward by us as it was begun 30 years ago, if at our camp meetings we presented before the people the evils of intemperance in eating and drinking, and especially the evil of liquor drinking, if these things were presented in connection with the evidences of Christ's soon coming, there would be a shaking among the people.